All right. Thank you all for starting 15 minutes early. I hate that this week it would have been two calls bumped right up against each other, and I don't like feeling like I have to hurry.
Yeah, no worries. Worked out
fine. Mike, Matt, before I get started, tell me what's on your mind as it has to do with Supernova, the practice, whatever.
Oh, I thought you were just going to open it up to anything I wanted to talk about today.
Well, I got plenty to talk about, but as we teach at Supernova, it's always good to ask the client what's on their mind first, so you deal with the most important issue to the client. So that's the spirit in which I've asked.
Okay.
I don't
know if I have much. This month has gone pretty well. It was nice to kind of be April into a little bit of a groove, and meetings went well, and the new service matrix stuff. I've got, I've 4 days left in the month. I think I have 3 or 4 phone calls still to make, and so I feel, knock on wood, I feel good, I guess.
Mike, what about you?
Yeah, I'm feeling better. Rob, I think feel like even though it's been somewhat of a struggle, we're making headway. Seems like this last few weeks we've been continuing on the right path. I think meetings have gone a little better. I think the setting up some of the monthly calls, that's been methodical, but not seemingly going very fast, but one here, one there. I think just continuing to get them set up, and as I do that, I realize my calendar gets more full, and as it gets more full, I realize I have to purge more. So it's a good process. and then we are making more headway on our team models. That was a good breakthrough. We're trying to get more efficient in how we manage the investment side of the practice, which has been a struggle. So that was feeling better. We had some wins in the last couple of weeks. So, on balance, we're feeling better. I think we had one service issue last week that troubled me that was probably somewhat client-related, but also maybe us or me-related. So other than that, everything is I've been feeling better about. So good.
What you said you had a couple of wins. Could you take a minute and tell me what those look like?
Let's see. Wins. Well, aside from just normal client feedback, we've just had a series of nice emails and letters or cards from clients just thanking us for what we do. Which in many cases has nothing to do with their investment performance. So anyway, that's good. I think it also instills in us what we probably could do better on some things, but I think that was good. We had 3 referrals or 4 referrals last week. I can't remember. Did you have a couple, Matt?
I had a couple. Yeah.
You had 2 and I had 2. So we're trying to follow up on those. And then also we had some net new come in. We picked up another roughly 900 from one client. And then, let's see.
I got another million that'll come in June.
So then resolution to some things that were hanging out there, like a large 401k transition and some things like that.
Wow. That's 6 months' work for some teams. The referrals you each mentioned you got 2 referrals. Were those proactive from your side, or were they volunteered by the clients?
Volunteered by the client, but one is quite interesting, and I would like to tell you about it. One client was a referral, and it's not in the door yet, so these are 2 referrals that are in process that we're working on. May not get them, but one was a referral from a son of a client. And anyway, the son's lives in Ohio, so that will be a question of how do I connect with them, or do I fly down and see him? Anyway, it's about $2 million, and the the client shared with me his frustration with trying to find a replacement advisor. His advisor is he's been with for a long time. Sounded like he was fairly well served, but he evidently the advisors can, I don't know, I got the impression going a different direction. The client maybe was a little upset on some, maybe some service issues, but either way, he was looking for a replacement, so he started asking his friends, and he couldn't find one. And he thought it was just really odd that of all the people he knows, and he's a sales rep and knows a lot of people for a company, just couldn't find somebody that he liked, so, or that anybody would refer to him to, enthusiastically endorse. So he, anyway, he asked his dad told his dad about his trouble. He says, well, why don't you call Mike and Matt? And he gave us just rave reviews. And so he called and made an introduction. And so now we're starting the process of, you know, can we work together or not? So, it got back to your enthusiastically endorse model, or not model, but process, if you will, that we that rang in my ears when that happened. He said he just thought it was really odd that he would think in this industry there would be lots of people who would make referrals to their advisor, but he said none of his friends he talked to would refer their advisor to him, or vice versa.
That's the kind of story that keeps us busy. The number one reason, and I think I shared this with you all, that FAs say they lose clients is because of failure to communicate on a regular basis. And you flip that, what we have found is the number one reason for client satisfaction, or the number one driver for client satisfaction, is proactive FA contact. It's just like one's a mirror image of the other. So that does not surprise me. It pleases me that you got the referral. Now, just a thought, and I'm kind of getting familiar with the geography up in that area. I've got a speaking appointment in October in Dubuque. I don't think I could find Dubuque with a new car and 1,000 gallons of gas. But I wonder, does it make sense for you to meet with that client before they sign the paperwork? I'm trying for you to put a value on your time.
Yeah, that's what I haven't resolved yet. I need to have the client. I sent the client a questionnaire and some follow-up material on us, and he was going to send me his statements.
Yep.
I told him I'd take a cursory look of what he has going on and then figure out whether it made sense for us to set up a meeting somewhere.
All right. As you've landed clients before without getting face-to-face with them, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Again, you know what's best, but would you have to fly there?
Yeah, or I'd fly myself.
Okay, well, that's fun. But my point is, you're going to be out of pocket on expenses, and you're going to be given time away for someone who may not open the relationship. You've already got the trust because of the referral from your client who knows you. Just be conscious of your time. That's all I'm trying to say, and I've said it too many times. The unsolicited referrals, Matt, just give me a quick idea what those look like.
In the last couple of weeks, I guess a couple of them have been from clients, and one of them have been from an attorney that I've sat on a board with for many years. And so his was a good referral. He put together a deal. Clients sold their business, and they wanted to meet, and I'm trying to find a time to meet with them, but they sold their business. There's probably $4 million there. So that was a good referral. The other client referrals were ones that don't, you know, probably meet our account minimum, and so I struggle a little bit with that still, Rob. I haven't taken the relationships, but that's where the couple of the other ones have been, I guess.
Okay. Here's what I'd ask you to keep in mind, Matt. This is hard because you all are nice people. somebody's given you a gift, and it's kind of like, I remember once I was at my grandparents' house, and I asked, my grandmother said she had dessert, and I said, well, what is it? And my grandpa said, if you have to know, you don't get any. It was me not being grateful. I was going to get dessert, so whatever it is, eat it and be glad. And it's the same thing when somebody – it's the same feeling for me when somebody gives you a referral and you say, well, it's not big enough. And the thought process that I think will be very valuable to you is to explain why you have a minimum. We have a minimum because we have to control the growth of our practice so that the service that we give to our existing clients is not compromised. I think to almost any reasonable person, Matt, that makes sense. You can't give you another example. My son-in-law's brother is a big-time chef. I mean, he's well-known in the country, so on and so forth. They just opened a restaurant in Nashville. They had 100 reservations the first night, and they were trying to figure out what to do with walk-ins. And the thought was, well, we're going to have to turn some walk-ins down because we don't want the experience of the people who have reservations to be compromised. Does that make sense to you as I tell you about this restaurant that's opening?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see the correlation with your practice?
Yes.
You're spoiling the experience. You take a chance on spoiling the experience of people who are already in your practice. So if you keep that mindset, and instead of getting too deeply into the conversation, I mean, setting up calls and meeting with them and whatever, just get it out there to start with. You really don't want those people in your practice. Nothing to do with them as individuals, but you really don't want them in your practice. Am I correct?
No.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, correct.
So, you know, I don't want to go over it again. I hope you see my point with the restaurant correlation. You can't let walk-ins spoil the experience. It's one of the things in my notes. The last thing I have written down is $500,000. There's something in the back of my mind that tells me that's $1 million. Am I right?
We've been using $1 million, but a hard floor of 500. So I think the way we've worded it is we have ability to go down to 500 depending on circumstances and I forgot what the word each was.
Unless there are extenuating circumstances.
Yeah.
How big is it time, Mike, and this is a question I'm asking both of you, is it time to take it to $1 million? Unless there are extenuating circumstances.
Well, maybe. Haven't thought about it.
Well,
good question.
I can't answer it for you. Looking at your practice, your assets, so on, Mike, to me, $1 million looks like the right number. And I think as you just, it's how you control the capacity, the conversation I just had with Matt. And also, I see you sitting down with this $4 million, the people who sold their business, sitting down with them and telling them that your minimum is $1 million. That, to me, if I were the client who sold the business for $4 million, everything being equal, I would rather have an FA with $1 million minimum than somebody who has a $500,000 minimum, because I would perceive that as I'm going to get a higher touch. So I throw that out there. Matt, those two referrals that you got that weren't so good, using your words, how large were they?
They were both under 100,000.
Okay. Now, Matt, Mike just said you advertise a million, but you'll go down to 500, and you're talking about being under 100. I'm not going to go any further. You know what? Yep. You know what I would say. Now, one thing I might suggest, and I know we've had a little bit of this conversation before, is there anybody in your office that you could give those referrals to?
Well, under 100 is a little bit of an issue in the firm anyways because we don't get paid on them.
We have to refer out to the Wealth Advice Center unless there's extenuating circumstances. Right now the firm doesn't pay us on anything under 100,000.
Okay. It's getting more obvious and more obvious what the right decision here is for these two referrals. I'm not going to say anything else about that. I will tell you that the Wealth Advisory Center or Wealth Advice Center, whatever that, I don't remember the exact terminology, they get really good grades, guys. I don't know what your experience has been, but I'm hearing really good things about them throughout the firm. People are more and more comfortable referring them there. Above a certain size, and I think it's 25 or 35,000, they get proactive contact. I'm gonna stop there. Think about raising your minimum. Just think about it, and get comfortable with the Wealth Advisory Center. There were a couple of questions. Well, let me stop before I get there. Mike, you've had a really good couple of weeks here. I mean, I hear a calmness in your voice. Maybe it's just the difference between pre-April 15th and post-April 15th, but I hear calmness in your voice. I see four referrals. So one of them a $4 million referral. You're getting nine. You got a million nine. I know a million of it isn't coming until June from new money. I feel really good for your practice right now. Same with you guys?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, Rob. I mean, I'm not sure. It could be just that I got my email to zero over the weekend, so that might have been part of it. But don't talk to Lori about that, or Kelly. Anyway.
You said she was there, so I'm going to let her figure that out. Okay. A couple of things. Matt, what do you worry more about? You worry more about the structure of the practice, or do you worry more about growing the practice? Where do you spend most of your mental energy?
Oh.
Ooh.
I worry more about, I don't know, Rob. I guess if I had to answer right now, I worry more right now about growing the practice.
All right, Mike, how would you answer that question?
I'm more worried about the practice. So we can't grow the practice until we get other stuff working. And it is moving, we're moving. I think so. I don't want it to sound like we're not. So we're doing the right things. But
right.
I'm more worried.
You
that.
Just think there's some more. What's the first thing that comes to mind, Mike, that gives you discomfort about the structure?
The amount of time I spend placing trades.
All right. Now we talked last time about getting somebody from PMP to come out and give you some help with that. Is that something that you considered or inquired about?
I didn't do that. I forgot about it, actually.
What happened? You're not on the call.
Lori wasn't on the call.
You need me to call somebody.
Maybe.
That makes sense to do?
It would probably
not make sense.
Or would it not? What?
I think it would make
sense. That would make sense. Yeah, that would make sense. Probably a good idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do a practice in delegation here, Mike. Who would be the best person to get that set up?
So it's a matter of who we call.
Is that a good job for Lori? Is that a good job for Brian, is that a good job for Callie?
I don't know. Probably a Matt or me job. We're trying to figure out who to call. I'm just trying to figure out
who to call to get over here.
Yeah, and what? Can you? Well, I was trying to get to the right person.
I can handle that.
You can handle that?
Lori's taking the ball.
Lori's taking the ball.
Lori's going to do it?
Yeah.
All right.
It's PMP set up and operational set up and systems, I guess.
Well, I'm just thinking that the issues or the frustrations that you all have, and I mean, you've done a lot of conversion to PMP. It probably feels more uncomfortable to you now than it less uncomfortable than it did when you started the process. There's got to be, but there have to be other teams your size who have had some of the same issues.
Probably.
So I don't know the downside. Even if you just had a conference call and walked through it, if you try to get somebody to come out to the office, you know, that's budgetary. They don't know when they can do it. But if you set up a call with the right person, I tell you what I'd do. I'd walk down the hall to your manager. Is that still you, Mike?
Yes.
Oh,
we can. Yes. But we can figure that out. I can talk to Chris Watkins. He'll find somebody for me.
Yeah. No. You want somebody. Get that process started and find and learn from other people's what other people have done. So Lori's going to be responsible for getting that set up. I'm writing that down. All right. Thank goodness we started early. Are you used? Say it again.
I just said you guys have so many problems. I'm glad I got 15 extra minutes.
No. Don't do that to me.
Sorry, Rob.
What have we spent most of the time talking about? We spent the good things going on in your practice. Okay.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay.
This is a little different question. Go ahead.
Well, I want to reiterate that we've made good headway. Even though I'm spending a fair amount of time on placing trades, we've got our arms around the PMPs. We've got the model set up. We've got them kind of restructured. I've got a handle on all the portfolios. There's just right now it's just not as streamlined as it could be. So I think we're just working along that path. But we've made a lot of headway, and I feel good about that. So
I feel good about it too. Matt and I had this conversation. We spend an awful lot of time in getting the practice down without taking the time to look back and see that you all have reduced 200 relationships. So I feel good about it. I feel really good about it. I feel better when you all have this PMP structural thing worked out. All right. Do you all feel that your weekly meetings are efficient and an effective use of time?
Our huddle meetings or the one meetings once a week?
Your 10:30 Monday meetings.
I do, but might be just me.
I do too. The agenda, Lori does an agenda, flows, we get through what we need to. I like it.
Okay, yep. Good. Here's the reason I asked the question. Are you using a game board yet?
No.
Okay. Now, here is...
Oh, I'm sorry, Lori.
No, Lori hasn't.
I apologize.
We just haven't been using it.
You've got it, but you're not using it?
We have it.
We have it.
Oh,
we just
haven't.
Don't touch base on a weekly basis.
It's on the agenda. It's here.
It's on the agenda.
Okay.
I didn't mean to... Yeah.
Well, here's... You remember the game board. Each team member puts one or two things on the board, no more than two, one or two. To be on the board, it's got to be something you can accomplish. This isn't where you say we're going to bring in another $50 million in new money. This is something that is under your control, and it's quantifiable. So let's just use, for example, does two things. It helps hold you accountable around what you have said something that's important to get done, and it gives every team member an opportunity to recognize a team member who's had a great week. There are things that that Lori, Callie do that you might not see unless you're in your meeting, and Lori had a goal of doing three of these, and she got it all done, whatever that might be. It's just a chance to say, great job, Lori. It just, nobody's ever going to say you're saying too many good things about me. Let's go back to the game board around the PMP. We talked about getting somebody out to see you. Now we're talking about getting a conference call done. If last month Lori had put that on the game board, want to schedule a conference call with somebody in PMP, and then it gets to be the next week, and that hasn't happened, it keeps it in front of you. It's hard to ignore it. So, Matt, I would really encourage you all to make that part of the meetings. I'm glad you feel good about them. A lot of FAs go through the motions, and then the meetings die because there's no substance. But to just add that little bit of having a game board, everybody declares one or two things, and then the next week you review what the person had on the game board, and you establish the new one or two things for the next week. It may be a continuation of something from the present week, but it's just really effective, adds a lot to the meetings. Do you get where I'm coming from, Matt?
Yeah. Yep, I agree.
Yeah. All right. Let me hit on one more thing. Is last year you all were up 15%, which was a record year. Am I correct, Mike?
You are correct.
Now, one of the things that you told me that drove that was you had a lot of insurance work. That's what I'm reading from my notes. Am I right on that?
That helped. Yeah, that was certainly, I think, a lot of insurance and annuity work kicked in from, I think, Matt having having the time to do it. And there was business in the book that I was not getting to and just didn't have time to follow up on. And so
it was more than annuity/insurance business. It was Matt being more involved in some of the relationships?
Correct.
All right. That was last year. Is there any more of the same sort of thing to do this year? Are there people that you didn't get to around the insurance initiative? Are there relationships that would be good to turn over to Matt? I mean, just because the calendar has flipped from 14 to 15 doesn't mean that still wouldn't be a good use of time. You've already got the thought process in place. Matt, is there anything along that line that you could continue to do this year?
Yes. How about that for a short answer? I've got a couple already in the hopper. We had a decent annuity ticket that already hit this year, thanks to Callie, getting the paperwork done. And so, yeah, I've got some insurance stuff kind of going. But, you know, as far as a proactive, systematic approach to making sure we're addressing all the insurance needs in all of the practice, I wouldn't say we've done that. It's kind of when the need pops up. And then, or if we see something, or if I see something, so there certainly is more to be done.
Matt, when you say the need pops up, what problem or issue do annuities fit best in your opinion? I mean, what is it about an annuity that appeals to your clients?
The safety. The guarantee, the creating a private pension, if you will, just the ease of you know, the market fluctuation seems, for the most part, to be, if we bring it in for a portion, 20 to 30% of their portfolio, maybe
I have a good case in point this week. Rob, I have a client that called on Friday and wants to liquidate his $4 million account because he thinks the market's going to go down. So he's prone to that because he reads the news and sometimes he's excitable. So anyway, he's talked to us about moving some money to annuities a long time, mostly because his brother-in-law keeps hitting him up to buy an annuity from him. So anyway, that'll be on our discussion. I'm partnering with Matt on that to at least get a proposal to him in case that's the way he wants to go. And even though I've told him ad infinitum that he doesn't need an annuity, sometimes just the peace of mind of knowing that something is taken care of is worth more than the added cost of having it.
Yeah, it's a trade-off. Here's the reason I asked the question, Matt, is how many other clients, whatever the need is that, like you said, is setting up a private pension and the peace of mind, the market's, you know, I thought the market was going to correct for the last year and a half. How many other people have that same concern or would benefit from that thought process? Again, you've got the infrastructure, you understand the product, you know where it fits, the upside of annuities, you know the cost of annuities, you got all that knowledge. I just want to make sure that everybody for whom it's appropriate, you have that you have those conversations. Does that make sense?
It does, Rob, and I have it almost always on an agenda for an annual meeting. I almost always discuss annuities because I just don't want to get sandbagged by someone else spinning these things as the latest and greatest. So I talk about them all the time just so I'm out in front of it.
Okay, good. Two quick questions. Say it again.
I said that's, you know, those are my meetings, and I think Mike does too. But you know, I come in on Mike's when the need has arisen.
Good. I got it. Now let me ask you one other question. Two quick questions. I hope you don't think this is a dumb question. I got to get this done in about 3 minutes. How many million-dollar plus clients could you add to your practice and not compromise the service you're giving to your existing clients?
What's becoming again more evident, but I knew it anyway. It's just the man, I've talked about this, the time intensity that $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $10 million accounts take. So they're just way more moving parts, and so the reality probably would be none. If I bring on another client, then I have to trim from somewhere else. So my thought is if I bring on $1 million, then I have to reduce another three or four up to that. Basically, I got to take $1 million out somewhere of four or five accounts, if there are any. So if we bring one on, we have to reduce somewhere.
All right. You wouldn't even have thought of having this conversation a year and a half, 2 years ago, Mike. It's really a healthy conversation. Remember what we talked about a couple, I think it was the last session. There are only three ways that I know how to add capacity. Bring on another person into the team. I don't think it's time for that yet. Work longer hours, and I think that's a horrible idea. Or fewer clients. So the reason I asked that question, how many million-dollar plus clients could you bring on, is, again, just to keep that thought process in your mind. The way you grow a supernova practice is you raise your minimum and you lower the number of people in the practice. Now, let me just, last thing, tied to that statement. You said, Mike, you had a lot of wins. You've had some wins. And what you talked about were the referrals and the new money, but you also said letters and cards, from clients thanking them for what you do. Mm-hmm. That's a recognition of value. Do you grasp that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are
right.
So many have you thanked the people for those cards?
Yes. No. No.
It, 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 that is a gift. That's a gift. And when you get things like that, it really it hits your soul, doesn't it? I mean, you can feel it. People are saying you add value. You're not a stock jockey. You add value to a relationship. Make sure that you go back to those people and thank them for the note and the recognition. You know how to say it better than I say it. And then the next thing past that, the best time to begin a referral conversation is when people recognize value. That's happening to you all the time. I'm not suggesting you say, hey, thanks for the nice card, by the way. I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying don't forget, those people recognize the value you bring. That's the great time at the right, when it's the right time, that's the best time to start a referral conversation is value given and value is recognized. And that's what those cards and letters were. I just want you to keep that in your mind.
Sometimes they're just sometimes they're a hug when the client leaves. I don't know how I could transfer that.
Say it again?
Nothing. I'm making a joke. No, never mind.
Okay, that's good. Jokes are good, Mike. Jokes are good. Okay. All right. That's it, folks. What I'd ask you to do, just a couple things that just jump off at me. Number one, get this PMP thing figured out. Get some help. You can't be the only ones who've struggled through this. And then I would put the game board in use the next time you meet.
Okay.
Let's get that thing going. And think about this: if you don't have anything to put on the game board, then that to me would be a little bit concerning, because there's always some things to do in a practice like yours, and you want to prioritize, because if you don't, then you don't get to the things that are most important. All right.
Okay. Well, good. I tell you, by the way, I'm planning to be in Nashville next year, so I'll make sure I give you a holler.
Next year?
Yeah, it's a little ways out, but I know I'll be there.
Well,
I have a wedding.
It's hard for. See, you're putting me in a bad spot. I, if you said next week, I could look on my calendar and say I've got something on that day. But you know, it's hard to.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a friend of mine asked a girl out in college, and she said he called on a Tuesday. She says I don't make dates that far in advance. You know, in other words,
okay. All right.
Yeah, maybe something better will show up. I'd love to see you. Make sure you give me as much lead time as you can.
Yeah, I will. Yep.
I'll put you ahead of my grandkids, and I don't do that for many people.
Wow. Okay, don't do that. I feel the guilt would kill me. I can't do that.
Talk to you next month.
Okay. Bye. Good try, mate.
See you.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks, Callie.